Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor de Blasio issued his stance on wearing masks in the Big Apple today. Wear one, even if you are vaccinated, in crowded indoor places, but he wouldn't call it a must. As Juliet Papa reports, he turned his attention to what he calls the number one answer to this virus, something else that starts with a V. Vaccine.
Mayor de Blasio stopped short of a mask mandate, indicating he's following what others have done.
The CDC recommended, and we are recommending. So we're tracking the exact language from the CDC, just as New Jersey and Connecticut have done.
But he explains the focus remains on upping the vaccination ante. Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi says the vaccine is the most potent weapon against the virus.
Particularly while we are seeing community spread, it's important for all of us to take additional precautions.
The CDC indicates that the dangerous Delta variant can spread by vaccinated people. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The city is also back in the business of offering incentives to folks to roll up their sleeves, including a $100 check to get your first shot. At the state level, Governor Cuomo didn't come bearing gifts, but he says MTA workers and Port Authority employees will be mandated starting Labor Day to get a shot or to get a test every week. Well, the city taking another step aimed at getting more students vaccinated ahead of the new school year. This is City Schools Chancellor Misha Porter.
We will be calling every New York City family to make sure they know their vaccination options and to offer fast, easy, at-home vaccinations. That's right. No need to schedule an entire outing. We will provide vaccines in the safety of your home.
Wow. Last week, Mayor de Blasio announced $100 incentives again for any New Yorker who got their first COVID shot. Today, Porter announcing $100 incentives for any PTA member who refers someone for their first shot. The nation's largest gun violence prevention organization, Every Town for Gun Safety, is delivering $25 million in new grants. That's to help in the continuing fight against gun violence. Michael Sean Spence is the group's director of community safety initiatives. Joined us live today on 1010 Winds, and he says he can't send the funding soon enough, especially in the wake of incidents like the shooting in Queens over the weekend that injured 10.
This is why we're launching the Every Town Community Safety Fund, to expand the life-saving work of community-based violence intervention programs like Life Camp, like I mentioned earlier, in Queens, to increase their ability to prevent the next tragedy from happening.
Spence says the funding will go to support 100 local intervention programs around the country that work to identify at-risk individuals, then get them jobs and other help that might turn their lives around. Governor Cuomo, meantime, says he'd like to do more than fight gun violence in New York, but his hands are tied.
We are in a state of political paralysis when it comes to the police issue. It's political paralysis. And it's getting worse.
Both Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa have called for more police officers on the streets of the five boroughs. Still no arrests in that shooting yesterday in Corona, Queens, which left 10 people injured. Four men, two of them on scooters, rolled up on a crowd of people near 37th Avenue and 97th Street about 10:30 last night. Police say they got off 30 shots and then jumped onto the backs of a pair of scooters. Cops identified at least three of the victims as gang members. Today, Queens Borough President Donovan Richards says more strategic funding would help pay for programs that would get rid of gangs.
One of the biggest deterrents to stemming gang violence is to make sure we're investing in communities, and we need to see more investments earlier in our kids' lives so that they're not going down this road of having to join gangs. We need to see more investments in community centers. We need to see more investments in the cure of violence system, which we know has been a known entity to work.
The victims ranged in age from 19 to 72. The most severe wound, severely wounded, was a gunshot to the stomach. All of the victims are expected to survive. And on Long Island, police say a 4-year-old boy hit with a bullet fired through a window of his mobile home. The boy inside a mobile home in North Bay when shots rang out about 7 last night. Suffolk police say he was taken to the hospital by a family member and treated for injuries which were not life-threatening. The shooter fled the scene in a dark-colored SUV. They're still looking for him. No word on whether the boy or anyone inside the mobile home were the intended targets.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.